You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, to celebrate the 200th anniversary of Braille and 200 years of the birth of the modern railway, art exhibitions will be created at certain train stations to help highlight issues blind and partially sighted people face in their daily lives. These exhibitions will be at Broxbourne, Norwich and Colchester railway stations. All this work is done with collaboration with the Sight Loss Councils from Thomas Pocklington Trust. Joining me now from Thomas Pocklington Trust is the Engagement Manager for East of England, Samantha Leftwich. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's get a bit of background on this then. How did this project come about?
Our sight loss councils and the wider blind and partially sighted community told us that transport was the most important thing to them for us to make sure it's accessible as possible. So moving forward, certainly in Essex, where I'm currently working, we've been doing quite a bit of collaboration and engagement with transport operators across the region, but especially and specifically with Greater Anglia. So we've been delivering some VI awareness sessions. We've been involved in consultations with them. We've attended some of their conferences, and they've been really keen to kind of support the work that we do. They are really kind of engaged with us and really want to improve the services that they provide for blind and partially sighted people. This is a way of raising awareness with the public who use the train stations, as well as bringing our blind and partially sighted communities to the train stations to highlight what it's like for us to live with eye conditions and vision impairments. And really, it's a celebration of the work that we have been doing together to say thank you for the support that we've been giving them, but also likewise that they are providing us. So yeah, it's kind of, I would say, a collaboration between a lot of teams. So the Sight Loss Councils, but also a number of people within Greater Anglia. So we've had involvement from the conductors. We've had involvement from the assets management team, the inclusion and diversity manager as well. So it's been quite a big project. Very exciting times, and we're really looking forward to kind of bringing it to the masses.
Let's find out more about the art exhibitions then. What exactly are they, and how are they designed, and with the aims that they hope to achieve?
So we've called the art exhibition "Do You See What I See?" And essentially, a lot of the work has been created in collaboration. So we've had a sighted artist that has worked with a number of blind and partially sighted people. So they had some original pieces of artwork that they shared with us. And then we went away and basically looked at what we thought we could see, described that back to the sighted artist, and then they went away and recreated those pieces. So we've got collections of works that kind of highlight just how differently people see with a vision impairment. So it's about kind of dispelling misconceptions that people either see absolutely everything or nothing at all. And they are really quite varied in how people see. So it does highlight double vision, patchy vision, kind of cloudy or hazy vision. There were some tactile pieces of art, but we weren't able to replicate them through kind of printed pieces of artwork, which is a bit of a shame. But we still have kind of those collections that have been created in collaboration with a sighted artist and then blind and partially sighted people. We also have some photography that literally shows a number of different eye conditions and what somebody with those eye conditions may see. So again, we've got kind of the close-up vision where it's very kind of hazy in the background, but quite in focus, very close up. Patchy vision. Anyone that has to sort of piece things together, so where the brain might fill in the gaps, it kind of creates slightly fanciful, I suppose, images in people's brains. We also have the impact of colour vision on someone's vision. So there's quite a number of and they're all photography pieces. And then lastly, we commissioned a tactile artist who is blind or partially sighted themselves. So Clark Reynolds is a Braille artist. He's quite infamous when it comes to kind of creating Braille art. And he came on board because for him, transport is really important. He uses transport systems on a regular basis when he's doing his kind of work, raising awareness of Braille and sort of bringing Braille to the masses. So he was so keen to come on board, and he has created tactile pieces of artwork that people can feel. It's about getting people to engage in art in maybe a different way to what they might usually. And as well as kind of being able to feel the art, we're hoping to raise a bit of awareness with the Braille, obviously 200 years this year, but they are all of his pieces are related to the railway. So it kind of combines Braille and Rail 200 all in one nice, neat little package, which is very exciting. We have audio described the images. We have large print versions of the description, and we also have Braille descriptions as well. So we are trying to make it as inclusive as we possibly can, and also encourage sighted communities to see literally how we see.
Braille and Rail 200, I do love the sound of that. If people would love to see these exhibitions, can you remind us where they are available and if there are any dates that people have in case the exhibitions then finish?
Colchester in Essex. It's in the waiting room on, I think it's platform one, so the main platform that goes into London. That will finish at the end of April. We are also launching in Norwich as well. That is in their main waiting room in their concourse. That one doesn't have an end date per se, so that one will be there for a little bit longer, hopefully. And then we will also be launching in Broxbourne, which is in Hertfordshire, at a later date. So that one is coming soon.
If people would like to find out more information about the great work that is done by the Sight Loss Councils, and indeed about Sight Loss Councils themselves and how they can get involved, where can they go to do that?
So if people want to find out more about the work of our Sight Loss Councils across the country, but in particular in my region in the East, they can visit our Sight Loss Councils website, which is www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk.
Fantastic. If you do end up going to see these exhibitions, do you see what I see? Well, let us know what you think, because we would love to hear from you. Thank you very much, Samantha Leftwich, Engagement Manager for the East of England from Thomas Pocklington Trust, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.